blessing. But I appreciate God. I'm glad to be one of you. I'm glad to be saved and a part of God's family. Praise God. Matthew chapter number 6. And we're going to start reading here at verse number 5. The Bible said, "And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray, standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him. After this manner therefore pray ye, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." Praise God. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord tonight. I want to talk to us tonight a little bit on the subject of prayer. Prayer. But when you pray, praise God. Here we are in this chapter when Jesus is talking to his disciples and telling them how to pray. In another place they asked Jesus, they said, "Teach us to pray. Teach us to pray." And so they had seen the effects of prayer. They had seen what it was for somebody to pray and to get a hold of God. Jesus, of course, our great example of prayer, was still away and he would pray. And so here he was telling them how to pray. I tell you, any kind of preaching that you can hear, you can never overstate, and you can never overpreach the importance of prayer.
Right,
prayer can never be talked about enough. It can never be preached about enough. You can never preach on anything more important than prayer.
Right,
prayer is essential. It is the lifeblood of a Christian. Just as it is naturally, it takes air to breathe. It takes prayer to stay saved.
Amen.
You must pray in order to be saved. There's no way you can, like I said, say it enough or overstate it. But prayer will get the job done. If you've got trouble, if you've got problems, if you need to get a hold of God, you can get a prayer through to God. Pray until it's done. Pray until the answer comes. But if you pray every day, you know, if you pray every day, and I know most of you know this, I understand that, but we're just reiterating a lot of things. But if you pray every day, now we don't believe in once saved, always saved. We don't believe that doctrine. We know that's not the Bible. We know that you can backslide. But if you pray every day and you pray through till you touch heaven every day, you know you will not backslide. If you pray through every single day, then you will not backslide. God has keeping power. Sheree, God's got keeping power. He'll keep you. That which he has begun in you, he will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Prayer will get the job done. You've got to seek God. You've got to pray every day. And you've got to get a hold of the Lord. I want to look at this privilege that we have in prayer. What a privilege. That old song said, what a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer.
That's right.
It said, oh, what needless pain we bear. We don't have to bear a lot of the things that we do. We can take them to God. But I want to look at this privilege of prayer. I want to first look at the authority we have to pray. As Christians, as saved individuals, as somebody who has been washed in the blood, a born-again believer, we have been given the authority to pray.
Yes.
Jesus over and over again told his disciples to pray. He told them how to pray. He showed them where to pray and what to pray. He gave them the authority to ask God things in prayer. He not only gave them authority to pray, but He gave us authority to pray in the name of Jesus. We have been given the authority to pray in Jesus' name. John 14 and 13 said, "And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name," Jesus speaking, He said, "that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son." Friend, you have the authority to pray in Jesus' name, in the name that's above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow and every tongue should confess. At the name of Jesus every demon must flee, every sickness, every sin. And Jesus said, "I give you the authority." What was He saying? He said, "I'm going to give you a check. I'm going to give you a blank check. And I'm going to put my name on it. And you're free to write it out. You're free to ask what you will. Ask the Father in my name. And I will do it." Friend, you can ask Him Zach's name. You can ask Him Brother Ron's name. You can ask Him Brother Tommy's name. And although they're great men, it may not get the job done. But if you ask in Jesus' name, then that gets the job done every time. Because the blood's been shed, the payment's been made, the money's in the account. All you gotta do is write the check out. He said, "I already signed my name." He gave us the authority to pray in Jesus' name. Jesus signed a blank check. There's our company that I work for. Our owner's name is Bruce Bartlett. And I've got a whole stack of checks in my drawer there at work that I keep on hand. And they got Bruce Bartlett's signature on them, Brother Charles. Everyone, they send them to me. Bruce signs every one of them. He lives in California. He signs the checks and he sends them to my drawer. Lets me keep them there for what I need. And we have to write them when we lay people off and things. We have to write those checks out. And I never worry about if the money's going to be in there or not. That's never on me. I don't have to be concerned with that, Brother Tommy, because somebody higher than me has already put their name on it. Somebody that's higher than I has already signed their name. I tell you, that's what it is when we go to prayer. We ain't got any, the burden ain't really on us. It ain't, "Can I do this?" It ain't that, but it's, "Can He?" And the answer is, yes, He can. I ain't got to figure it out. I don't have to put everything in order. But I bring it to God, and I say, "Father, in the name of Jesus, would you help me? Would you touch me?" And Jesus said, "I already paid the price. There's the nail prints in my hands. There's the nail prints in my feet. There's a scar in my side. Father, would you help him on my behalf? Already signed the check. Already paid the price." Go ahead and worship the Lord tonight. Thank Him for the authority that we have in prayer. When the Brother Doug got saved, Brother Doug Landis in our church, he stood up and testified. And the first things he said, "Now I can finally pray." He was a backslider. "Now I can finally pray." Praise God. That's the truth. When you get saved, you have the authority to pray. As a sinner, you don't really have the authority to pray. You have the authority to repent and get saved, like what we saw tonight. But you don't have the authority really just to pray and to ask God for things. John 9:31 said, "Now we know that God heareth not sinners, but if any man be a worshiper of God and doeth His will, him He heareth." What does that mean? It means when you get saved and you ask God to save you, Jesus said, then you've got authority to ask whatever you want to, because I look down and they're worshiping me, and it's a sweet smelling savor in my nostrils, and God hears the prayer of the saint. Friend, you've got authority if you've been saved, if you've been washed in the blood, if you've been born again. You can ask God for whatever you want to. Jabez said, "Oh, that thou would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory." And God heard his prayer, and God answered his prayer. You can ask God for a blessing. You can ask God for a healing. You can ask God for whatever you want to, because you've been saved. God's given the saint the authority to pray. I want us to look not only at the authority we have in prayer, but look at the access that we have in prayer. You know, we live in a locked up password world, don't we? Everything has a password. Everything has some kind of a PIN code or an access code or a key or a card or whatever it might be. Everything's locked down. When you log into your phone, punch in your code, or maybe it'll see your face now a lot of times. But then we go to work and it's locked up. I scan in there at the gates every morning, locked up. Got to scan my badge. And not just anybody can roll up to the gates of Marathon and come in, or wherever you work at. I'm just using that because that's where I'm at. Right. Not just anybody can roll up and come in. Brother J.D., but you got to have that badge. You got to be scanned in. You got to have a background check. You got to have all your drug screens. You got to have everything in order. And then you're given access. But if you don't follow the steps, you can't get in. When you go to buy a product on eBay or Amazon or wherever you shop at online, you got to have a password. Everything wants a password. Password to log in. A password to check out. To use your PayPal. Everything's a password locked up. And then what happens? If you're like me, you forget your password because you got so many of them. Then you got to reset the password. And by the time you get there, you're so aggravated you don't even want what you started with in the first place. And everything's locked up all the time. And you can't hardly get things done, it seems like. But can I tell you, when you go to God in prayer, you still don't have to have a password. You don't have to have a scan badge. You don't have to have a PIN code. But you've got access to God. I said you got access to God. When you get saved, you know what you do? You click that remember password button. And you don't have to fool with it no more. Because the blood of Jesus is your password. The blood of Jesus is your passcode. When I see the blood, when you come before God and the blood's applied, you can go straight to the throne, and it never expires, and it never grows old, and you never have to reset it. You've got access through the blood of Jesus in prayer. You can get a prayer through to God. You don't need no PIN number. You don't need no thumbprint. You don't need no ID card. You don't need no priest. A lot of people think they have to go before a priest. You don't need no priest. You don't need a confession booth. You've already got access. Hebrews 4:16 said, "Let us therefore come boldly under the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of trouble." Yeah. You know, in the Old Testament, Brother Tom, they were limited. Yeah. They didn't have all the access like we do. They had to bring a sacrifice. They had to bring their animals. Only the high priest could enter the Holy of Holies. But when Jesus died, that veil that separated the Holy of Holies, that veil that separated us from God, Brother Charles, was a thick veil, several inches thick, very high. I forget, I've heard it before, but I'd have to look it back up. How many horses it would take to pull that into? Several pairs of horses that was so thick. Right. But the Bible said that when Jesus died, that old veil rent from the top to the bottom. Man. Not from the bottom to the top. That would be a man could have done that maybe. That would have at least left room for error. But that great big tall curtain, that great big tall veil that kept us out from the presence of God, when Jesus died, it ripped from the top to the bottom, signifying God ripped it in half. God tore it in half, and access was granted. I said access was made. Now when you come before God, the veil's been rent. You can enter straight in to the Holy of Holies. You can go straight to the throne of God because Jesus died. Because Jesus shed his blood. You've got authority and you've got access in prayer. You can get a hold of God. What a privilege. We've got authority to pray. We've got access in prayer. We can enter into the throne room of God. We can touch heaven. Whatever your need is, whatever your problem is, you can get a hold of God. You can enter in. And when Jesus, when God rather hears your prayer, Jesus looks at the Father. And the Bible said that there's a mercy seat in heaven. And the blood is on that mercy seat. You remember when Jesus went back to heaven and Mary Magdalene came to him and he said, "Don't touch me yet, for I'm not ascended yet unto my Father and to your Father." And then right after that, he came to the disciples and he said, "Put your finger in my hand. Put your hand in my side." What made the difference there? The difference was when Jesus died, his blood did just not flow out on the ground, Brother Charles, and stay there. His blood didn't just flow down the cross. But when Jesus died, when he rose on that third day on Easter morning, he went back to heaven and he took the blood and he put it on the mercy seat in heaven and he came back down for a short period of time. And that's why Mary Magdalene could not touch him and the disciples could touch him, because he already made the trip back to God. He already went back to heaven. Now when you and I come before God in prayer, and we say, "Lord, in the name of Jesus," Jesus says, "Father, there's the blood, there's the price, ever before the God of heaven, the payment's already there." Friend, you can have confidence when you pray. I said you can have confidence when you pray. There's a God in heaven that is on your side. There's a God that's on your side. You can get through to God. You can get through to God. Whatever you have need of, whatever your situation is, whatever your problem is, you can bring it before the throne of God. There's a God in heaven that answers prayer. There's a God in heaven that not only hears prayer, but he answers prayer. Look at the access we have, the authority we have, and the answers we have when we pray. Hannah prayed for a child. I'm not going to preach much longer. Hannah prayed for a child. The priest thought she was drunk. She said, "No, I'm not drunk." But she was so heartbroken and she was so sorrowful that she couldn't even form a voice. And she just prayed with her mouth. And when the priest saw her broken heart and her sincere spirit, and the Lord touched the priest and let him know, he said, "This time, next year, according to the time of life," God heard her prayer. God answered her prayer. Look at old Peter. There he was, Brother Ron, in jail, in prison. He was locked up. He was getting ready to die the next morning. They was going to execute him. There was no hope. Do you understand? No hope for Peter to get out, humanly speaking, naturally speaking. There was absolutely zero chance. There was guards all around him. He was chained to them. They were on the outside. They were on the inside. They was doing everything they could. You reckon they must have knew something, didn't they? They must have had some sort of idea that some stuff had happened before. They had this one little man guarded down. But the Bible said, but prayer was made of the church without ceasing for Peter. And the church began to pray. And you know what happened? God heard their cry. And God answered their prayer. And the angel came and smote Peter on the side and woke him up. You're talking about peace. You're talking about peace from God. Asleep the night before your execution. And the angel woke him up. And they went through the first and the second ward. And the iron gate opened up of their own accord. And Peter went to the prayer meeting, and that little prayer meeting, full of Christians in a house, not a great big building, but a house, defeated the entire government of Rome when they got in prayer. You say it ain't possible. My situation's hopeless. I tell you, it's possible. With God, all things are possible. Get in prayer. You've got the authority. You've got the access. Now get your answer. Could you lift your hands and worship the Lord tonight? Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. prayer bells of heaven. Oh, how sweetly they ring. Bearing the message unto Jesus our King. And when you're burdened down with trouble and care, ring on and on, for God will answer your prayer. I'm going to close with this story. Sister Mary, if somebody would care to get me a song, I'd appreciate it. Brother Ed Ballou, some of you I'm sure has heard of Brother Ed Ballou. He was a old Baptist preacher years and years ago. And Ed Ballou's wife got very, very sick. And they were good people. But his wife got down very sick. She went into the hospital for just a normal procedure, just a routine procedure. Something went wrong in that. And she got down very sick and at the point of death. And the doctors told Brother Ed Ballou, they said, we got one more thing we can check. And if that don't work, then there's no hope. So they checked that, and the doctor told Ed, he knew him. He said, preacher, I'm sorry. He said, there's nothing else I can do. So they called one more doctor in. That doctor came and looked. He said, preacher, there's nothing. She's gone. There's nothing we can do. She's got just a little time left. Brother Blue said, he said, there was so much grief in my heart, Brother Tom. He said, I couldn't even form words. He said, I met my daughter coming down the hallway. He said, I knew I had to get away and pray somewhere. He said, I couldn't even tell her what was going on. She said, how's mom? He said, I could open my mouth, but nothing would come out. He said, he met another preacher friend, and he couldn't speak to him. He said, I just walked on down the hallway, tears rolling down his face. He said, I couldn't even form a voice or a solitary word. He said, I got in my car, and I drove down to the old Tennessee riverbank. He said, I opened the door and fell out of the car before I could even put it in park. He said, I laid on the ground in those cattails on the riverbank. He said, and all I could say was, oh, oh, oh. He said, that's all I could get out. He said, what was you doing, Brother Ed? He said, I was praying. You know, there's a lot of different ways to pray. He said, I was praying. He said, I couldn't get a word out, but I was praying. He said, well, I was laying there in that dirt and in that mud. He said, the Holy Ghost spoke to me and said, Ed, I just got back from the throne room, and God said to tell you everything's all right. He said, I jumped up out of them cattails with a spring in my step, got back in the car and went to the hospital. He said, when I walked in, the doctor said, I don't know what happened, but she's better now. Said she was sitting up on the bed, and he took her home. Friend, I tell you, prayer, prayer, prayer. I can't say it enough. I can't repeat it enough. I cannot tell you too many times. Pray, pray, pray. You've got authority in Jesus' name. You've got access with His blood, and the answer's on the way. Just keep on praying. Keep on asking. The answer is sure to come. Could we stand all over the house? All those that can and will. Praise God. Praise God. Aren't you thankful for what happened tonight? A prayer was answered just tonight. Many prayers. Many prayers were answered just tonight. Friend, God's got your answer. God's got your answer, Sister Marie. God ain't forgot what you've been praying about. The Lord's going to touch you. The Lord will help you. God's got the answers. Praise God. Why don't we come around these altars tonight? Bring it to God. In faith, believe Him. You've got the authority. You've got access. Come and pray tonight. God bless you.
Many times I bow beneath the heavy Lord, and all bending knees to God,
glory to God.
I praise God. And I knelt there on the floor, He reminded me once more that the answer is already on the way. Oh yes, He is on the way. It's on the road. The same unending song. Oh heaven, God knows, I'm in.
Jesus, I need a savior.